This is The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. It's thanks to The Star. See what's on at thestarsydney.com.au. MG, you and Meegs are off to The Star. Is it tomorrow night or Friday night?
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
A special little weekend at The Star.
A little Mother's Day gift to my wife.
Oh, very
go
nice.
Go for a feed, go for a couple of cocktails,
very
and
nice.
Have a little gamble on the tables.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with your head not over it.
Yeah, of course. Always. The Star practices the responsible service of alcohol. Over 18s only, bet with your head not over it. MG will know what's going on at The Star, but if you'd like to see what's on at The Star, head to thestarsydney.com.au. MG, yesterday we talked about the situation that the Parramatta Eels find themselves in. Sitting pretty second on the ladder behind your Panthers, but not much noise being made about this team because of the noise of their neighbours in the West. But this Friday night, Parramatta Eels v Sydney Roosters, for mine, it's the biggest game of the round.
Mm.
It's a banged-up Roosters outfit that still continue to deliver, taking on this Parramatta Eels outfit that's just ticking along.
Yeah, the Parramatta are going fantastic, I think. And the reason we've got our next guest on is to find out why and if there's anything different. And I've got an inkling why, but I'd love to hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Well, this man can't tell us why they're going so well. I'm not sure who can. It is the coach of the Eels, Brad Arthur. G'day, Brad.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Fantastic, BA. Mate, as Liam said, when you're going along so well and they've got a team like the Panthers in front of you going so well, there's a little shadow that's cast by them, which I think would suit you.
Yeah, look, we're happy with our start of the year. Probably we had a bit of a blimp in the Dragons game, but that was easy rectified because that was more around our mentality of, you know, the type of footy we tried to play that night. Not so much our attitude or effort, but it was just, you know, we weren't there prepared to roll the sleeves up and have a red hot crack and, you know, play our power game.
I think your recruitment was astute in this off-season. No one really thought about Tom Obercheek coming from the Cowboys. No one really thought about putting Nia Cora in the centres. And no one really thought about Isaiah Papali'i being the buy of the year, and as well as maybe an X-factor in Bryce Cartwright. How much of those signatures, BA, did you have to do with?
Oh, look, every player that comes through our club, you know, is part of our recruitment team. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's some criteria that they need to meet for us to want to be able to coach these guys, and attitude is a big part of it, and where they're going to be a right fit for our club. But also like to get blokes that we feel like we can help improve, which then will eventually improve our squad as well.
Did you, MG mentioned Isaiah Papali'i and the form he's shown. Obviously you said you thought you could make him better. Did you think he was capable of what he has delivered over the first few rounds of the year?
He trained extremely well, and we seen a lot of drive and intent about what he was doing, and he was very professional. The boys sort of nicknamed him the technician. He was that technically sound with everything
really?
He did. Yeah. And, you know, I've got to probably give credit to his manager, because his manager really pushed him to our club and said that he felt in our system we could help improve him, and was happy for him to come, you know, and take a bit of a pay cut and just butt on an opportunity to play his best football. So, you know, that when you get managers talking to you like that about their players, you know that they're driven and they're going to give it every opportunity they can.
MG, we just heard a head coach in the NRL praise a player manager. We just heard it.
No, he didn't really, did he? I agree that, yeah, he's been the buy of the season thus far. And look, we're only 8 rounds. You know, I don't want to put any pressure on young Iceman, but what made you put Nia Cora in the centres, and Tom Obercheek? How did he come to the Parramatta Eels? Because I know last year, BA, one of your defensive weaknesses was on the fringes. And we had Michael Jennings and Waka Blake, who were fantastic attacking players, but sometimes the defence wasn't up to the scratches their attack. But these two guys now, Nia Cora and Obercheek, have just plugged that hole beautifully.
Yeah, Tommy, again, was just looking for an opportunity and, you know, for someone for a club to believe in him, and he trained really well in the pre-season. We've done a lot of work around defence as a whole squad this year. We had a massive focus on it in the pre-season because that's what led us down in the two finals, was our defence. And he's fitted in nicely. He's someone that when he got his debut jersey, he told the boys that you can trust me and rely on me just to do my job. And that's what he prides himself on. He does his job every week for us, and he's, you know, he's been handy for us. And with Murata, we got an injury at training. We were halfway through training into round two, and sort of looked around, and Murata was there. And, you know, he virtually come to us as a centre, and we moved him into the back row. He played a bit of juniors as a centre, and he was looking forward to an opportunity to start. So he was there, and I said, right, you know, like, he's someone that you give a job to, he'll get it done, and he's done a really good job for us.
He's been fantastic. Big body, and I think other centres look at him and go, I'm going the other way.
Yeah, and we use him. Like, he runs 130, 140 metres every week, and he's really strong for us out of the backfield, but defensively, he's been very patient and calm with his decisions.
Hey, Brad, we spoke to Mitchell Moses last week on the show, and obviously his name's been bandied about in the media because of his contract situation and the natural interest that he's been getting from other clubs. How do you as a coach navigate that? I mean, Mitchell told us he's speaking with his manager and his family and friends and guiding himself through the process. What is your involvement as the coach of the club where the player currently is in retaining him?
I feel like Mitchell have grown pretty close over our period, and we had a bit of a rough start together. You know, we were both passionate and honest with each other, but I think that was probably the best for us in the long run. And at the moment, he knows that I'm desperate to retain him and how important he is to me as a coach, but also us as a club and us as a team. And he appreciates that. He wants to play good football. He wants to play at this club. He's not driven by the money side of it. He, you know, just wants to play his best football. So while we've got that understanding, and my job is to make sure he focuses on his footy every week, he's got a management company that's looking after that part of it for him. And he's too important to us for him to be focused on other things.
You mentioned the straight sets out last year, BA, and that was probably something, I suppose, that drove you guys over this off-season. And the message was, let's not do that again. The way you've been playing at the moment, that prelim final is definitely a target for you guys, and so is the grand final, because I think we asked the question yesterday here on the Rush Hour, are Parramatta legit? And I think the players you bought, the way that, Reid Marnie has come on as a player, the way that Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Paulo are up front, I think the window's there. I think this is an opportunity for Parramatta to be up with the big boys.
Yeah, we got some real, in those big games last year, the finals, we got some moments wrong, and this year we're focused on all our games when we get a moment wrong or trying to own more moments. But if we do get them wrong, the response to it and not getting our heads down and compounding it, and I think that's been our biggest improvement, and that comes with our half, Mitchell, and our captain, Gutho.
This Friday night, Brad, possibly your sternest test of the season thus far. The Roosters, the unpredictability with which this side is now. You look at them on paper, there's no Friend, there's no Cordner, there's no BMOS, there's no Keary, there's no Lindsay Collins. It's probably a different proposition from what you would have thought they would be at the start of the year. How are you preparing to handle, and particularly this 18-year-old kid in the half, Sam Walker, that's shown so much so early?
Yeah, look, I get that they're down quite a few of their quality players, but the luxury they have is they've got plenty of quality players in the waiting for them as well, and you can see that in Sam and how he's playing. They've got a tremendous system with one of the most successful coaches, you know, over the last decade, so it doesn't matter who they put out there, they still play that same style of football, and you know, they're going to be a real tough opposition for us, and it's an assignment that we're really looking forward to, because we'll learn more about ourselves.
But as we bid you bon voyage, brothers, one more question before you go. As you're driving into Parramatta headquarters each day, and you see a particular player, I don't know who that player is. Who's that player you think, well, I'm glad that he's at our club, and he's the reason that I'm here coaching? Is it someone in particular that you really get along with, one of the players more than other?
You know, I've got a good relationship with the majority of our boys, but, you know, obviously our captain is full energy and is the real driver and the leader of our club and our squad. But, you know, we've got a lot of good young blokes coming through, you know, like our new players, and enjoy coaching them. So, yeah, the boys will say I've got favourites, but I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. Well, who would the boys would say was your favourite?
That's good. They reckon Junior... They call, you know, Junior, go and see your dad.
Yeah. Well, he's playing beautifully, mate. You're coaching beautifully. Hope it continues, buddy.
All right. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.